Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for tuning in to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach Mallory Campbell. If this is your first episode, welcome. I believe we're on episode number 9 today. So if you're brand new listening, make sure to go back and listen to some of the earlier episodes. We have guest episodes, a couple solos, some really vulnerable solo episodes that are out there. So there is a plethora of episodes and more to come. I'll be scheduling more guests and all the things. And I'm just really happy to connect with you this morning, dive deep. I love the podcasting space. I'll probably say this in every episode, that it's just a really vulnerable, candid, in the moment, real time conversation. Those are the types of podcasts I like to listen to. I feel like no one loves to be preached at with just a ton of information. And sometimes that has its place. And I will be doing some teaching episodes and masterminds where it's very educational based. And I bring a lot of content and value there. But this is kind of a blend of value and real life, all the details that's going on either in my life, or hopefully you can resonate with some of the things that I say, because we truly are all connected. I believe that at a soul level, that all of us are walking through this earth. We're just energy beings, and there is just all of these threads of connection, especially because this is a podcast for women. I don't believe we have a lot of men listening. Maybe my husband's listening once in a while. But this is a podcast just for us that we get to deep dive into. I love chatting in the DMs over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell. If something really speaks to you, or you're just feeling like you need to get something off of your chest, this is the place to do it, because we kind of go all over the place. So today's episode is part 2 of a 3-part series, really talking all about quantum embodiment, what that really means. So if you missed last week's episode, go back and listen to episode number 8, where I'm diving into what it truly means to be living in the quantum. I talk about, you know, 7 or 8 different touch points, key takeaways that you can really start to elevate your energy, not just go through the motions. And we touched on that last week again, because if you're anything like me, so often in this space, if you've done programs or even listened to other podcasts, listened to books, done, you know, masterclasses online, sometimes you end up just taking notebooks full of notes, and then those notebooks just sit there and collect dust, and you're like, okay, I have so much information, but I have an overload of things and I don't even know where to start. Like, you get really motivated and then you're like, now what do I do with all of this stuff? And that's where today's episode really comes in, where I'm talking about 3 embodiment practices that every woman should have in their toolkit that I use daily, weekly. Sometimes, you know, weeks go by, like last week, if you've been following along on social, my kids had the flu last week and it stretched for about an 8 to 9 day period. We also had winter break. So if you have kids out there, you know, when your kids are home, let alone sick kids at home, like, and it wasn't like they were sick at the same time. My oldest had it for like 5 or 6 days. And then on the day he was clear and feeling better, my youngest got it. I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was just overlapping a week and a half's worth of time where it was just, you know how it is if you have kids or things could pop up in your schedule where everything was just, everything had to move. I had to make, you know, send emails at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, I got to cancel my day. My kids are home with me. So if you guys know, you know. So I'm sending love to all, especially the moms, any women out there who have unexpected things pop up and your whole life just gets kind of, you know, tossed all over the place. And you're like, all right, let me put these pieces back together. And this is where some of these practices are really going to help navigate when these things come up. Because honestly, if I didn't have some of these tools to lean on during these times, these dark times, right? It's like that Schitt's Creek when it's like, these are dark times, John, but not that dark, right? Like you can lean on some of these practices, because if you've been in this space for a while, in the personal development space, you may have heard, and I'm going to mess up how this quote goes or what it says, but it's like, you don't rise to the occasion, like you fall back on the level of training and embodiment you truly have. Like when Schitt hits the fan, that's not when you're like, you know what, I'm going to start some of these things. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't start this thing right now because I'm already so overwhelmed with life. That's when really starting to embody these practices. And if they become part of who you are and part of how you're walking through life already, when these things arise, you're just going to be able to seamlessly flow in and out of some of these regulation practices that you're like, oh my gosh, without these things, I'd just be running around with my head cut off. And I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes it felt like that. Like my husband was out of town 2 days last week, almost 2 days. And this is when all this stuff was happening. And I'm not going to lie, like I was rapid fire. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do? Like sometimes you have those moments and you got to let yourself have those moments, right? It's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies and things are going up in flames and you're like, you know what, like, let me just, and sometimes that happens. And that's like where you really start to feel the embodiment connect. And other times you're like, let me just get through this shit storm real quick. And then I'm gonna come back. So no matter what season of life that you're in right now, all of this is applicable. And if I didn't have some of these tools to really lean on, I don't know what I would be doing, because I would probably be operating how I operated for the first 30 some years of my life. And that is just kind of operating out of fight or flight or a hyper state of regulation where I didn't know what it meant to be regulated and how to handle these situations from a more calm, centered place. Like when you're in the green, you're like, you know what? Here comes this thing. And there's so much power in giving yourself space before you react. That is like, if you can master that and really hone in on allowing yourself to feel the feelings that you need to feel. And this is going to be the bonus tip at the end. We're going to get into this. Allowing yourself to process these feelings and then react and make your choice, you're going to be set up for another level of success. Like you are truly going to be then elevating your frequency out into the world so that not only you can feel these things, but the people who are closest to you. And even through the screen, if you're creating an online presence or a brand, or you're a leader in your community or in your space, or even if you're just the leader of your family, right? You're a mom walking this earth and you're leading your family and you're leading whoever that might be. We all start with ourselves. If you can walk through these moments with this level of embodiment, you're going to be playing on a whole new level. And that's when you really start to get in this next level of life. So I want to dive in and start with number one. And before I do that, I have a free 99, F-R-E-E, 3-day masterclass coming in the middle of March. I believe it's the 14th, 15th, 16th of March. I hope I got those dates right. I'm going to check my calendar right now while I'm sitting here, because dates and numbers are not always my thing. I believe, it's the 12th, 13th, and 14th of March. So I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're going to deep dive where I am bringing some of the most in-depth content for free right to you via Zoom. So you can head over to my Instagram and just DM me Quantum, and you will be able to get into this free masterclass. It's going to be awesome. This is where a lot of women who are doing the same up level as you are going to be able to be in community together. And that, let me tell you, that is a whole new level of being and operating in this world. When you can feel fully supported, it's a whole new level. It's a whole new ball game per se. And this is what really happens in the embodiment workshops that I lead, the mind, body, breath in person. And now I'll be streaming virtually to you. If you're not in Michigan or local to where I host these workshops, these will be available to you virtually. So all you do is go on, register for the link, and you will be able to live stream it, or you can catch a replay if you can't make it live. I recommend doing it live only because you can still feel the energy through the screen. It's really powerful. But if you can't do it live, you'll get the email sent directly to you. So if you want to register for the next one, it's March 30th. If you're listening to this before March 30th, if you're listening to this in real time, it's a Saturday. So if you've been coming to these workshops or wanting to come to these workshops, they're normally on Sundays. This is the Saturday, I believe it's the Saturday before Easter, and we're dropping in for 90 minutes at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time for all my virtual friends. And in person, we go there. I'm coming off of one. Yesterday was our February workshop, and we do all of these things, all of the things, the three things that I'm going to touch on in this toolkit. We do all of these in the workshop. So if you want a real-time experience on what it's like to fully start to tap into and feel and do these things with the support, not only from me as your guide and leader in the space, but also the other women. And when I go around the circle, we always introduce ourselves and really, you know, state our intentions, why we're here, what we're looking to get out of these workshops. Many of the women, it's like, I just want to be in community and find this next level woman that I can fully be present with and really start to express, maybe for the first time, some of these deep-seated feelings and emotions and things that are just, they're wanting to come out. And sometimes we just don't know how to start that process to allow these feelings and emotions to come out. If you've listened to the show before, I talk about it all the time. It wasn't until my mid-30s where I actually felt safe and comfortable enough to start feeling. Number one, feeling. Second, let alone expressing and verbalizing and communicating and breathing through these things, allowing myself to feel some of these deep emotions that I have. And over this episode, I just posted on Instagram too. I'm like, sometimes I meant to record this podcast all last week, and then the shitstorm of the flu and all of the things happened. And I have to look at that. I get to look at that as, and maybe you can see yourself in this scenario too, is that this episode wasn't meant to be recorded last week. This episode was meant to be recorded now, because over the weekend I had some feelings come up, and they were coming out in a completely different way than what it was actually going on underneath. Like, it was manifesting as if, like, I'm feeling this way because you're doing this or this thing happened. I was having this conversation with my husband. It was creating some friction of what I was going through, and talking through it for about an hour. It was late at night. We were talking through it, and it really came down to something completely unrelated than I thought it was. What was happening was just triggering other emotions deep down. And I had to experience a level of pain. And if you go back, and I think it was episode number 7, where I talk about my death and rebirth experience in one of my plant medicine ceremonies and the residual aftermath effects 24 hours later from sitting with Aya and psilocybin. Like, I didn't sit with that solo, but they were a component in the journey space that I was in. And that allowed me and uncovered and unfolded some deep shit, like deep to my core. And I feel a lot in my solar plexus right underneath my rib cage. And this went deeper. This was like deep into my root, into my cells of this situation that had affected me in my life. And over the weekend, I was completely, you know, of sound mind, sound body, all the things. It was just me, no substances. And those feelings came back up, and I sat with it, and I was present with it. And it was really hard and sad and challenging. And we'll go into that at the end. But I really wanted to just share that with you guys, that sometimes these things come up and come out, and allowing yourself to have a toolkit full of practices and tools that you can lean on during these times, oh my gosh, is everything. So the first one that, and all of these things you can do right now, like starting today, these aren't things that you have to build up to. And the first one being a mindful movement practice, meaning you can really just start incorporating any sort of mindful movement. And it can be like yoga or Pilates or whatever. For me, I love to walk, and whether that's outside or on a treadmill, and just really starting to connect with my breath during these practices, the movement that my body's making, the breathing patterns that I have, really allowing myself to tap into a greater sense of presence and just grounding, feeling my feet connecting to either, you know, the earth outside or the treadmill. Or this could look like stretching or just any kind of conscious movement that you really feel connected to in the moment. And it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm setting up this space to be this meditation space where I'm just going to stretch and I'm only going to do this here. And if you've seen, like, you know, those funny memes and reels, and it's like, I'm going to set up my meditation space, but I can't set up my meditation space until I paint the walls or until I get this yoga mat or until I decorate it. It's like, no, this is a practice where you're listening to your body. Let's say you're going through one of those seasons of life where you're just, you know, a lot of stuff is going on. Or maybe you're in a season of stillness and you're just open to listening to whatever your body is telling you and signaling you. And this is really getting comfortable listening to that intuitive hit. Sometimes you'll get a thought and you might be like, no, that's silly. I don't have time for that. But then that thought keeps coming back. You're like, still don't know if I have time. Until that thought gets so loud and you're like, all right, I'm going to do it. And then you can honor that by doing whatever the thing is that your body and that your mind is in giving you the invitation to do. So this can look like a simple 20-minute walk outside, or maybe you have a gym membership that you want to just go walk on the treadmill. You can put on a podcast, you could put on a show, or a lot of times I'll just put on some music that I feel like I'm inspired with in the moment. And my monthly playlist, you guys got to get on the monthly playlist. It's like all of the songs, they're a vibe, it's a bop, like it's good. It's good. We love the monthly playlist. And if you're not already subscribed to get the monthly playlist, just go over to my Instagram. There's a drop down in the link there that'll just say subscribe to your weekly energy drop. And those land in your inbox every Sunday. But right before the new month, you are going to get a monthly playlist that's specifically curated for you. And it's like some high tempo songs, some like vibey songs, and then some like earthier grounding songs. So you really get to choose and pick which songs are speaking to you, or maybe you just put the whole playlist on shuffle. But you can tap into a playlist that you love and just let yourself clear your mind for 20 to 30 minutes. This is allowing you to detach, decompress from the chaos that goes on in our scheduled lives, right? We're always in most of us are always in a reactive state, right? We're just kind of moving through one thing to the other. This is just honoring yourself and your energy in the moment. And you can really start to feel a significant difference in how you feel physically and mentally. Like after these walks, even if it's inside, I'm like, man, I needed that. Like, I feel like your life isn't going to never not improve by giving yourself a walk. And to be completely honest, that's where most of my creative content comes from, is just walking. And I know it sounds so basic, but it's kind of becoming a trend. I feel like people are like loving the walk, right? It's a moment. And that's where I get most of my creative downloads, because your mind and brain and your body are moving. You don't have to think about it. It's a natural way of just moving through the world. And that's where my mind really starts to go. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting all of these creative hits. So even if you're feeling like stuck or blocked, go on a couple walks this week and really, really do it. Don't just say you're going to do it. Do it. Like really do it. And we bring the mindful movement into the mind, body, breath workshops as well. Even though we're not walking, we do a lot of opening stretching and a lot of movement in this practice, in these 90 minutes together, that you're really giving yourself the space to just open yourself up to receive. And being in a state of receivership is so freaking powerful, because when we're going through, like people say, like the rat race, I don't know why that popped in my mind. I don't ever say that, but I feel like we're moving through life so quickly. Like we get so disconnected from coming back home to ourselves and just the basics. Come back to the basics. It doesn't have to be reinventing the wheel. Like I have to implement 85 things in my routine. Just start with one. So that's the first one, allowing yourself to drop into whatever mindful movement practice feels good. Stretching, walking, maybe that's yoga, maybe, I don't know. Find something that speaks to you. Okay. Number two, this is one of my favorites. I start so many of my coaching calls this way. Every embodiment workshop, we start this way. This is allowing yourself to drop into a body scan. You can call it a meditation, call it a visualization, whatever you want to call it. But a body scan really involves somatically bringing attention to different parts of your body, noticing any sensations. Maybe there's tension, maybe there's anxiety, without judgment. That is a key. That's a key. And if you've come to these workshops before, I say this all the time, allowing yourself to feel what you're feeling without expectation or judgment of what it means, right? Because so often, if you drop into this practice, like, oh, I'm feeling some energy in my chest, right? For me, a lot of tension comes in my chest. That's where I get to feel anxiety. Yay. And if automatically I go into self-judgment of, well, you shouldn't be feeling this way, everything is so great in your life, or you shouldn't be feeling this way, blah, 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 or you shouldn't be feeling this way because of this thing, or why are you letting yourself feel this way? You should, right? We get into all the shoulds. Feel what you're feeling and just allow it to be there. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. And if you can discern that level of presence with yourself, it's going to open up a lot to you. You're going to be able to get curious instead of getting super critical with these parts of yourself, which is then going to open you up to be able to work with these parts and not against them, right? This practice is really going to bring body awareness, right? And have a more compassionate relationship with yourself. Our theme of this last month's workshop was self-love and compassion. And we really did a lot of work around this. And this is a great practice to do first thing in the morning, or like right before you're going to bed, right? You're already laying down, you're waking up before you grab your phone. And believe me, I get it. It's a habit that I'm working on that I'm like trying to navigate away from, is grabbing your phone the first thing in the morning. And if you can lay in bed before you put your feet on the floor and just do a scan, right? Just start bringing awareness. I like to start at the tips of my toes, or you can start at the top of your head and just bring your mind's eye, bring that level of awareness just through your toes all the way up through your legs, your knees, your hips, your pelvis, your womb, all the way up to your solar plexus, into your chest, into your neck, your arms, your hands, all the way up through the back of your head, through your jaw, through your eyes, and then to your crown, top of your head. And just do a check-in with your body. And this is going to be able to ground you in an energy that feels really supportive, right? And if you get a hit where you're like, oh, I'm kind of feeling something right here, just be present with it and ask that part what it needs before you get out of bed. You can do this in the car. Like, I'll do this a lot right before I'm picking up my kids, if I'm sitting in the pickup line or if I'm sitting in the parking lot. And I'm like, okay, sometimes I know when my kids get into the car, right? They've been in school all day and they are like on a level 15 out of 10 when they get in the car. And I know for myself, I'm a lot better parent and human, let's just say in general, if I can go through whatever is coming up internally and clear a little bit of it, or just move it out before like the chaos of after school pickup comes into my car, right? So you can adapt this practice really at any time. And even while you're listening to this podcast, right? You can allow yourself, if you're sitting, if you're driving, you could even do this. Do not close your eyes, obviously. But no matter where you're listening to this and you're like, okay, let me just drop in and ground myself for a good 2, 3, 5 minutes. Take a couple deep grounding breaths with this practice, scanning head to toe, and just see if you can release any pent up energy that's just kind of chilling there that you know isn't really serving you in this moment that you just want to clear. And in number 3, I'm going to go into how we can start to clear it. But just really get aware, become aware to what's going on inside your body. Okay? Because again, the first 30 some years of my life, operating with this level of anxiety was just normal. It's what I was shown to me throughout childhood. It's the only thing that I knew. It's like, of course you just operate with this level of anxiousness, doesn't everybody? And it wasn't until I started to get into this work that I was like, oh, you mean I don't have to walk around just like a ball of anxiousness all day long? For real, like I can do that. And then I started to incorporate some of these practices, go into deeper levels of breath work and coaching and mentorship and education. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have been living this one way for so long, and it wasn't until it was shown to me that I was ready to do this level of work, I was like, oh man, just because it's always been this way doesn't mean it has to be this way moving forward. And if you can really anchor yourself into that, like as a reminder throughout your day, like you can really start to elevate and change your life and in a direction that you want to go, right? Because so often we're given these visions or these big dreams or these big goals. And if we're continuously operating in a way that isn't matching the frequency and the energy of these big vision goals and dreams, we're not going to get there. And that's where most people get really stuck and blocked in this process is like, you might be doing all of the mindset stuff and you're, you know, making lists and journaling and maybe your morning routine is just a checkbox full of things. And I had to break that habit because I wasn't actually embodying the things that I wanted lasting change around. I was just going through the motions and still operating out of a higher level of anxiety, an old way of being. And it wasn't until I really started to dip a toe and start to experience a different frequency by allowing myself to quote unquote slow down in a way that was still able to work with my, you know, entrepreneurial path and brand that I'm creating and all of these, this community that we're building. Right. And this, I'm going to do a whole nother podcast episode on this because I feel like there is so, this is a tangent now, but there's so much stuff on social that it's like, all you need to do is slow down and everything will effortlessly fall into your life. Yes. But, and if you are building something, that's still going to require a lot of the energy that you still need structure and like you still got to do a lot of stuff, right? We can't just be like floating around life 100% of the time. And maybe for some people that works, but like we still have to get shit done, right? So it's the duality of both. It's the duality of embodying some of these practices, but you can still be a badass and get shit done. And it's about blending both of those two things together to really create that lasting outcome. So really picture yourself adapting some of these practices, and maybe you have your own and there's 100,000,000 more, right? But just starting with these three of like, yes, I'm in a building phase. If you're in that season of life where you're creating something or you're launching something or, you know, you got this big vision ahead, you still got to do stuff, but you can complement that as well by being more grounded and embodied. I hope that landed for some of you because that's a season, that's a dance that I'm doing right now is like, yeah, I have to get a lot of shit done. Like I still, my calendar is still pretty full and I'm still launching things and scheduling events and all of these things, but I'm also bringing in that frequency of embodiment, of slowing down and healing my nervous system and not being just like on edge in that fight, flight, freeze, fawn, appease state, and really owning my energy and being able to make choices and decisions from a regulated state. That's the beautiful thing about nervous system work and working with your nervous system and really becoming aware that yes, you can be in a flowy, energetic vibe and embody these things, but you can also get a bunch of shit done too. All right. I hope that landed with some of you because I'm in that season right now. And number three is, oh, I love this one, creative expression through movement. And this can look, it's similar to one, right? Our mindful movement, but this is has a little bit more impact. This is now looking at dance is one of my favorite things. I bring it into every workshop that I have where I think we're going to do the dance edit again, where it's just like 20 minutes of breath and mindfulness. And then we go into like a 40-minute dance class. It's really fun. This can look like dance or shaking some of that residue out, right? This can even look like journaling through movement, right? Like you can create a movement practice. Like sometimes I'll do a little bit more big expressive stretching or movement and then like brain dump whatever came from that. And this can help unlocks new insights, really moves some of those blockages and really help facilitate like an emotional release. Right. So this is where those playlists come in really handy. I was driving to my workshop yesterday and I was bumping some of the jams and just allowing myself, now I was still safe driving, but like I was just allowing myself to sing and verbally like express through my voice. That is another form of expressive movement, right? Allowing yourself to sing or scream or move or dance. And coming back to number two, our body scan, if you're feeling some of those stuck emotions or residue or sticking points in your body, if you have a space to dance through it, freaking dance through it, or you can just shake your body, meaning like if you could see me right now, I'm not videoing this episode, but like moving your hands, like I have my palms up and it's like I'm just shaking my hands around, right? You can do that with your legs. You can do hip circles with your hips. For women, a lot of times we get really stuck and locked up in the hips. So some hip opening exercises, like allowing your hips to just sway to side to side, doing big hip circles. Sometimes I'll lay on the floor with the bottoms of my feet. And my knees are up and I just move my knees like in and out, up and down, really allowing yourself just to open and expand your body. You can bring breath into this as well, creative movement, right? Just breathing through. So some really deep breaths post body scan can be really, really beneficial. So you can really look at this practice of dance, bigger stretching, brain dumping after your movement, screaming, singing, right? Whatever your body is calling you to do. And a big key here, like I mentioned previously, is not to judge it, right? Because sometimes we can feel so silly. Like I have been working through this for quite some time. This is part of my inner deeper level of work, is that like growing up, I was never the person to raise a hand in class. Like when you hear this, you're like, this might be like, that doesn't really make sense. Like I have taught on stage for a majority of my life, dance fitness on stage, any kind of fitness workshop class, teaching from stage. I'm a speaker as well. So I speak at events. Even through my network marketing career, like I was always in a leadership role where I was able to teach. And then you guys, like I was a professional bodybuilder for 7+ years, center of the stage, walking. If you didn't know this about me, yes, I did competitive bodybuilding for 7 years in the sparkly bikinis with the tan and the hair and the makeup and the clear shoes, like the posing routines, all of it. I did that for 7 years in between pregnancies. And literally, you were the only one on stage walking around, literally being judged for your body, right? So when I look at the sequence, I'm like, okay. However, I was never the person that I wanted to put myself on the spot for fear of looking stupid or being judged. Like this is one of my core wounds that I'm working through, you guys. And this is where I feel safe enough to share this here. One of my core wounds. And I was never the person to raise a hand or put a spotlight on myself. So when I get these hits of intuition where I'm like, you need to scream this through, or you need to like just dance this out. I'm like, but what if I look stupid? Even if I'm by myself, right? And this is what I'm working through. This is a stretchy, like one of my edges, right? And I've gotten so much better. Like this really isn't nearly as prevalent as it was in my life years ago. And I'm very thankful for that, because this level of work has allowed me to really start to feel safe to be seen. And that's another wound that a lot of us work through, is like we're afraid. And I say we're because we're all connected as a human level, right? So many of us have a fear around truly being seen and what that means. And that may look like getting real messy, moving around in a way that like, shit, I hope nobody sees me, right? And just showing up in a really authentic way. And that can be so freaking healing, to be able to be seen just from yourself first. I'm not saying, go dance around in public, and maybe you do that. I love that for you. But I'm just saying, in the comfort of your own home or your own space, allowing yourself to be seen and be witnessed by you. And it's not only present day you, it's your younger version of yourself too, that might be able to be seen and expressed for the first time in a really long time. We go into a lot of inner child work in my workshops, in the upcoming mastermind, the women's mastermind I'll be bringing this spring, in the retreat space. We're going to Hocking Hills this July. And if you want to come on that retreat, I have 6 spots left as of right now. This episode is coming out very end of February, and I only have 6 spots left. So once it's full, it's full. So if this is something that's speaking to you, that you want to deep dive, like immerse yourself in 5 days of sisterhood, healing, personal growth, like downtime, expression, just like truly one of the most safe spaces that you get to come into and be fully taken care of. It's freaking amazing. Drop into my DMs and just message me retreat, and I'll send back all the information while spots last. But that's truly one of the most healing things that you can do for yourself, is allowing yourself to be seen and witnessed in whatever way that looks like. And sometimes it's getting a little comfy with yourself of dancing, moving, screaming, singing, right? In a way that just feels supportive to you. Oh man, like this is the transformation. This is the juicy stuff that's like, holy shit. And when we leave these retreat spaces after 5 days, it's like we're all just melted in a puddle of just awe of one another, that we were able to be witnessed and witness other women in this space. Oh, I get chills every time I talk about it. It's truly magical. But that is number 3. And I would love to know if you do any of these, or if any of these have resonated with you that you want to try. Drop into my DMs and we'll chat about it, or just tag me on Instagram, because I love a lot of things, but it's one of the things that I love the most is connecting through people, even if it's through the screen on social media. And bonus number 4, as I mentioned earlier, and this can be, you know, put in whatever category you want to put it, but this is just an extra tip for allowing yourself to dive deeper into this level of work, is when these big feelings arise for you, just allow it to be and be present with it and not shut it down, that this is too big, or I'm ashamed to have this, or I feel silly to have this feeling. Like I was, you know, this past weekend when medium T trauma, kind of big T. It's not any kind of a, like, you know, the abuse or things that we're talking, like when you think big T trauma, most people it's like physical or domestic violence or it's not any of those things that was present for me. And I'm not, you know, everyone has their own things. We all have our own things that we're working through, right? This was a different situation, had a huge impact on my life. And if you know me personally, or if you come to any of my retreats or containers, I go deep into some of my own stuff and I share with the women in this space. And this was a big thing that happened in my life about almost 10 years ago, 9.5 years ago now. And it went back farther. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I ended on age 7. You know, I worked back from, how old am I, 30? So 26, 27 years old. And it took me back to 7. And I was sitting there and it hit me. And it was just, again, I talk about it on episode 7. And it's like some of the deepest level of hurt and pain and sadness that I didn't know was there, because for so long I shut it off. I'm like, yeah, I worked through all of that stuff. And you guys, like, you know, it's still there. And I just sat with it and I allowed myself to cry, and ugly cry, not pretty cutesy cry, like 1 or 2 tears. Like, this was like, I was blowing my nose and just like my lash extensions were stuck together. And you know, my husband's sitting there with me and I'm just like, I had no idea this is where it was taking me. Like, I thought it was something else. And I just sat there and just let it out. And after I had that release, and release comes in all different ways, this one for me was crying. And as my body was starting to regulate and calm back down, I could just like, I was just kind of twitching and energy was just moving through my body. And I was just allowing it to kind of just pass through and move through and just be present with these feelings and not shut it down. Like, oh, this is, you should be over this, or this shouldn't have this big of an impact in your life. Like, I didn't allow those thoughts to come through. I just was present and I'm like, I see you. And I held my, 7-year-old and I just saw her. And that, oh man, if you have done any level of inner child work, and we did some yesterday, and I could feel the energy of the room when you're looking at a younger version of yourself with just, if you have kids, like, it's almost like looking at one of your own kids, and you just have this love for them, like this just pure level of love. And for me and for a lot of the women, it's like you're now in this reparenting stage of our lives. It's like you're able to now, I'm getting emotional as I talk about it, like you're now able to give, for me it was seven, that 7-year-old, the love or the feelings or whatever thing that she didn't feel in that age, that stage of life, you're now able to give that to her. And when you close your eyes and you can visualize this version of yourself and you can just hold that younger you with so much love that maybe she didn't feel, or she wasn't getting what she needed maybe, and you're able to give that to her, like that is part of the reparenting healing process. And that, oh my gosh, you guys, like I just get emotional thinking about it. And I've been working through a lot of these big feelings when these things, whatever I went through in previous stages of life, that I was just able to hold this version of myself in a different light and wrap her and hold her and tell her I see her and what does she need. And I was able to just do some of that internal work without shutting it off and, judging it. And this is really where this level of support, and if you're resonating with this or you don't know where to start, if you know there's some, inner child work that you're feeling called to lean into, I would love to support you. Or even if it's not me, like, we can chat through that. Or there's so many resources out there and different modalities and avenues that you can go down if you're really wanting to lean into this level of work. But we do a lot of inner child work, especially retreats, mastermind, and more so in my one-to-one container where we deep dive for 1 month or 3 months together, where we sit mostly digitally. If you're local, I have done some in person where we do like a VIP day that we come together and we do some work like this together. But even virtually, working through some inner child things together, to where you're seen, she's seen, you are able, because you're your greatest teacher. Whoever you're working with, or if you're not working with somebody, or if you're using somebody as a facilitator, yes, it's a guide and a, somebody to hold the space for you, but you are the leader. You're navigating this. You're bringing that level of love and light and compassion to this younger version of yourself and the version of who you are today. It's you. And sometimes we just need that safe space where you're able to be seen and to be witnessed. And that is a totally new level of work that I'm just so honored to not only be doing for myself, but to be able to walk through and witness and hold that space for other women. So those are our three embodiment tools, plus a bonus, which I love. And if you have resonated with anything here, I would love to chat with you in the DMs, or if you are feeling called to either come to one of the mind, body, breath workshops in person or virtually, shoot me a DM, or you can find everything on my Instagram, website still under construction. Or if you really want to dive into our free 3-day masterclass challenge, DM me the word quantum. I will send you all the information for that. And then if the Hocking Hills, Ohio, I don't know if I mentioned the state, I know it's Ohio. It's a whole different world in Hocking Hills, okay? It's not like cornfields. If you are feeling called or pulled to do this level of work, yes, we do quote unquote work there, but we also have a shit ton of fun, okay? Like we have some fun and it's freeing and it's just like truly raising your frequency. And the women who are called to this space, like I've been doing some retreat calls this week with women who are interested in joining us. It's a, y'all are a different level of women who come into this retreat space. Like, you are doing your own work. You're feeling called to connect with women who are also on a higher frequency, like you're seekers, and you are just like a next level caliber of woman. So I just want to honor any of the women who have come on my retreats before and who are future women who are going to be joining us on this experience. Like, y'all are next level, and I just am blown away by every single woman who comes into this space. So if you are one of these next level women who you're feeling pulled and called, I would love to walk through this with you and honor you and witness you and hold that space. And we are our greatest teachers. Like, we learn so much from one another. So that is coming. Head over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell, DM me retreat, and we will chat all of the things. And I will see you guys next Tuesday. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.